Well, I can't believe I'm back, but this is part two. I am discussing human cloning, and on part one, I only went live on one platform because I didn't want to get banned here. So I figure I can do some highlighting and talk a little bit more about this. Thanks for tuning in.
Iowa Communities.
Mid-Michigan Communities.
We are extremely proud of the quality of our country.
The sharing.
This is extremely dangerous to our democracy.
Tonight's broadcast. My name is Crystal Myers Barber, and today is September the 16th, 2023. Once again, I am talking about a hot topic that not many people are covering right now. It does tie in with end times and the idea that the enemy, which is Satan, Lucifer, is making a hybrid breed. And this does tie in with transhumanism, and this is about cloning. I'm going to play here a clip from former President Bill Clinton, who talked about this subject back in 1997. I couldn't find it on the web, but I did put it on my Rumble channel, and it is on a video about a year ago. So let's listen in. This is Bill Clinton.
Our administration believes that there are loopholes that could allow the cloning of human beings if the technology were developed. Therefore, today I am issuing a directive that bans the use of any federal funds for any cloning of human beings. Effective immediately, no federal agency may support, fund, or undertake such activity. Of course, a great deal of research and activity in this area is supported by private funds. That is why I am urging the entire scientific and medical community, every foundation, every university, every industry that supports work in this area, to heed the federal government's example. I'm asking for a voluntary moratorium on the cloning of human beings until our Bioethics Advisory Commission and our entire nation have had a real chance to understand and debate the profound ethical implications of the latest advances. As we gain a fuller understanding of this technology, we must proceed not with caution, not just with caution, but also with a conscience. By insisting that not a single taxpayer dollar supports human cloning, and by urging a moratorium on all private research in this area, we can ensure that as we move forward on this issue, we weigh the concerns of faith and family and philosophy and values, not merely of science alone. Thank you very much.
So basically,
once again, thank you for...
Sorry, that was my old broadcast. So I started looking, when I was trying to find Bill Clinton speaking on this, I couldn't find it, like I said, but I did find that the scientist who cloned Dolly the sheep actually died, I think it was today, of all things. It was just a find that I didn't plan on going to. So let me play this for y'all. I'm kind of playing catch up because this is my part two, but this is from my favorite movie called White Chicks. Enjoy. Just a clip. A short clip here. So don't be afraid.
Oh my God. Brittany?
Hi.
We're on page 6.
Yeah.
Oh no. Yeah. No. Yeah. Look, Wilson Sisters Rockhamptons. Wait. We were in the Hamptons this weekend.
Oh no.
We've been
stop this because if I don't, it's going to play again. So, oh no, we've been cloned. Okay. Well, I came back because at the end of my last video, I was discussing a business that was located in Riverside, California, named Clonade. And the video had become almost 30 minutes long at that point, and I'd been Googling things and it wasn't really queued up. But once I did find it, I started reading off some facts, and my husband said, oh, you should go, you know, talk about that a little more. And I thought, oh yeah, I should. So I'm back for part two. Plus, since I won't be going into all the details from my first video, I felt it was somewhat safe to, you know, talk about this. But if and then I'm going to put this on my part one on Rumble, so you can go find me at promogirl07 if you want to see part one. I will be uploading that. I did give my viewers homework on the first go round to watch. They had the choice of two movies, maybe both. I hadn't watched either one of them. One of them was produced, I don't know how many years ago, called The Boys from Brazil, and it tells exactly how to clone a person. And then in 2005, The Island, there's a movie, and this does go into detail about clones. Now, we do know that it is part of their religion with the Illuminati to go ahead and tell what they're doing, sort of like in a nonchalant way, perhaps within some details within a movie. Of course, the stuff that looks very sci-fi, it's turned out not to look very sci-fi anymore after 2020. And this is due to the reaping and sowing law that they believe in, that they will somehow get off the hook if they kind of tell what they do. So that's what I had learned with this. So digging a little deeper into my topic, I want to go over to the Clonade. But like I said, the scientist of the 5 days ago who led the team that cloned Dolly, and that actually caused U.S. President Bill Clinton at the time to impose this ban on the use of federal funds for human cloning. But, you know, they go into detail about how they can still do it for science purposes, and they call it stem cell research. And so that's some truths that I had uncovered, and even to go so far as to find how this one organization has urged the United Nations to endorse cloning for research purposes. So the United Nations, of course, is tied in with a lot of things that we're suffering through right now that's connected with the World Economic Forum and so forth. So the person, the resource, another name that I can give you, we're not related, but his name is Jay Myers. It's M-E-Y-E-R-S, and he has quite a bit of info on cloning and Clonade. You know, I actually came across this company, it was years ago when I was initially doing the research. And so I thought at the end of part one of my video discussing cloning that they had kind of scrubbed the internet, but some of it, yes, but still could get to some of this. So that's why I'm back. So Clonade is a company that was moved to the Bahamas because after I discovered looking into this company, you can actually do human cloning legally in other countries, but not here in the United States. So I had my glasses here because I need to be able to see a little better for the screen here. Clonade is the first human cloning company in the world, they say. It was founded in 1997. 1997 was also when Dolly the Lamb was cloned. And that's when Bill Clinton, you know, put a ban on human cloning. That for, like, I delved into this topic and basically found that you could be fined $1 million if you're out there cloning and get up to 10 years in prison. So they were trying to stop the little labs, you know, like the labs that are not federally or government run. Okay, that's what a better way to put it. So they have this group of investors who created this corporation, and they moved it to the Bahamas. Bahamas are, you know, must be legal to do it there. In the first couple of years, Cloninate has already received enormous media coverage. Now, I remember when I was researching this, they had cloned Eve, of all things. They talked about their first human clone being Eve. Now, wouldn't you, would you be surprised that Eve would be her name? Let's go back to the website here. They received all this media coverage. However, due to the pressure mounted on the Bahamas government by French journalists. This name, they have a different name there. Valiant Venture Limited was canceled as government representatives were thinking the laboratories would be established on the Bahama island. Meanwhile, the list of series potential customers had grown to more than 250 people, exclamation. Therefore, during the year 2000, Rael, who is one of the investors, decided to hand over the Cloninate project to Dr. Bridget Basila, a Raelian bishop, in order for her to start working on actually cloning the first human being with a team of well-trained scientists. This doctor has a PhD degree in physical biomolecular chemistry. Her last job was a marketing director for a large chemical company in France. And just a side note, I really need to read you the definition of human cloning on here. Okay, let's see. I want to find the one I found before. Human cloning, the creation of genetically identical copy of a human, term generally used to refer to as artificial human cloning. But I found something about the religious part. Human cloning, defined. Oh gosh, why can't I find it now? It brought up that name as a religion. I saw that name as a religion. It looked like a race. I'll probably find it as soon as I end the video. I'll be like, oh, there it is. Now I found it. But I accidentally closed down one of my, wait a minute. Let's see if I can bring it up here. I don't know. I'm frustrated now. Okay, let's go back. I'm going to go back to the website. Maybe we'll come across it on here. Okay, so in the summer of the year 2000, an American couple that wanted to help develop this technology in order for them to have a baby, they contacted this doctor. And they were the first major investors, funding the equipment and the laboratory needed. And Cloninate's first human cloning laboratory was set up in early 2001. In the summer of 2001, following several visits from U.S. government representatives and our facilities, Cloninate decided to pursue its human cloning project in another country where human cloning is legal. And so let me go to another area. Products, services. Okay, so Cloninate is the world's leading provider of reproductive human cloning services. Eve, the first cloned baby, was born December the 26th, 2002, thanks to our team of highly skilled scientists. Since then, we've been able to help a number of patients have their own children through our cloning technology. So they give out a bunch of ways, if you are a customer, and I actually just, if you want to be a customer, I just discussed how Lisa Vanderpump of the Housewives of Beverly Hills show had paid $50,000 to clone, I think it was Jiggy, her little pom, and I think she cloned him and named him Jiffy. And then, let's see, it was Barbara Streisand also paid $50,000, and she cloned a dog or two. And I also dug up Cher was another celebrity, well-known celebrity, that used cloning with, you know, animals. So we hear about animals, and then there was a being cloned all the time. And then a Chinese laboratory admitted to cloning two monkeys. And I wrote down the date on that. I'm trying to see. It was actually 2018. We were so tied up with the, you know, Trump campaign. Trump, not campaign, but whatever, his rallies or whatever he was doing, to notice all this. So go back over. Let's go back over and take a deeper look. I'm going to let you see this website a little more than before. I can get back over here. Now, here's an overview of the process. I wanted to find out that one place I was talking about. If you're, okay, here it is. Here's a customer base. I'm going to go back to that. If you're homosexual and you deeply desire a child who would carry your own genes. So they're basically saying two men or two women can be a candidate and have the two men, you know, be cloned, have the baby cloned from them. And if you've lost or you're about to lose a beloved family member, you'd like to see an identical twin of that person to begin a new life. What? This is so against God. You know, God does not, this is so anti-Christ. It has like anti-Christ all over it. I mean, it's like, if I could explain this in a little pretty package for you, it's just like AC. If you're HIV, you want to have a child that would be your genetic twin without infecting either the baby or the partner with the virus. If you just want to be cloned yourself, whatever your reason may be, we are here to help you, Clone 8 says. Human cloning, it says, is a safe reproductive choice. Their success rate is similar to those of other assisted reproductive techniques. Facts. Reproductive human cloning helps homosexuals. They cannot have a child today that's 100% related to them genetically, you know, because God created man and woman to have a child. But see, Clonaid, or the, you know, Luciferian system here is coming up with a way, they're saying that you can clone for them. Families who lost a beloved relative, human cloning can give a life a second time to the same genetic code. Whoa. This is really deep here. So who is it for? Gosh. Therapeutic cloning can be used to fight diseases and create origins artificially. Once specialized cells can be derived from cloned embryos, the following diseases threatening millions of people on Earth can be treated. And so they go through all these diseases. Wow. This is just something. And so I had a question on one of the sites that I'm streaming to that I didn't see, and it had to do with a soul. And I know that these clones cannot have a soul. They cannot. They're, you know, we went very deep in the first part one. And like I said, I did not have, did not see that question. But I do have a scripture pinned on my wall that I read a lot. And in Leviticus 17:11 says, the life of the soul of all flesh is in the blood. And AI, artificial intelligence, cannot have a soul because they do not have blood. But you say, wait, these clones, they have to have you know, blood running through. So I know that it would make sense if you're looking at a robot, you know, they wouldn't have blood, but this seems like so much deeper, you know. So we're looking at really, you know, a leg of something that is just like hard to explain for me. And I'd have to do a little more research on the scripture, but I know that the devil can only counterfeit. So I don't know, you know, how they're getting away with this and how, you know, you just start seeing people, you're like, well, now I understand, you know, some people that are politicians, like up there, and you're like, how his eyes are so dark, you know, they're like black, and he can't hardly walk, and he's falling upstairs, you know. So I would have to say, hey, these are bad clones. Very bad. Very, very bad. So let's see what else I have. What else do I have up here that we can go through? Oh, gosh, not much more, except when you look up cloning, I was trying to find this YouTube channel. They probably took her down because she was so hilarious and I couldn't find her. Then I did come up with crazy people saying they cloned themselves. And, you know, this turned out to be, and you have you seen this? The 10 people that I would have to say have to be cloned. Because,
hi, everyone. My name.
After we get through this commercial, I want to show you this. I do.
Guys, what's up? It's Charlie here, and today we're going to be looking at 10 celebrity mind control glitches caught on camera.
Except I would go so far as to say that these are not just mind glitches, because I saw this happening, you know, live time with Wendy Williams. Let's just go see what this is.
There's a big theory that celebrities are being controlled by MKUltra. And with all the crazy celebrities in the media, some say they're being controlled by MKUltra or something. Now, that may sound crazy, but wait until you see the insane glitches caught on camera. And after watching these videos, you can judge for yourself whether these celebrities are being mind-controlled or if they're just a bit weird. Before we get into it, why not subscribe and press the notification bell too? Coming in at number 10, we have Al Roker. So, Al Roker is a very famous broadcaster. He's on many shows, including The Today Show. Well, one day on The Today Show, he was presenting with Matt Lauer and his other co-hosts. They're all talking, joking around, and having a good time. All seems normal until his female co-host says, "Holy Ghost." That is when Al freezes and stares directly into the camera. He gives a strange blank look and does not blink or move for absolutely ages. His co-hosts continue talking, but he freezes in that same spot. It's a very creepy video, as it seems he's staring right into your soul. And others pointed out it's quite strange how he does this as soon as his co-host says the words Holy Ghost. It's a popular theory that celebs controlled by MKUltra have trigger words. When these words are heard by the people, it sends them into a state. Kind of like in the movie Get Out, where the character freezes whenever the cup is tapped by the spoon. Have a look at the video and judge for yourself whether Al Roker is really under mind control.
Be room for the Holy Ghost. Anyway,
there it is. I didn't know that.
Next up is Wendy Williams.
I had no idea that Holy Ghost would trip him off. And before we go to the Wendy Williams, I looked up a bunch of scriptures. So it says in Deuteronomy 4:29 says, but if from there you seek the Lord your God. Does it really say, but if from there? They changed the Bible online. You seek the Lord your God, you will find him. And if you seek him with all your heart and all your soul. I would also say that a clone human cannot, find God and not connect with God or Jesus, because they're not going to have a soul. Let's go back to the video and I'll look at a second one in a second. Sorry. Let's go back to Wendy Williams.
Wendy Williams is known for being very eccentric. However, on the Halloween special of her show in 2017, things did get really scary. She was talking to the audience and walking around as usual. She was dressed in her Statue of Liberty Halloween costume. That was when all of a sudden a strange look appeared on her face. She then put her arms up out of nowhere. and all of a sudden, she then fell down and fainted. Staff instantly ran on to help her out, and the whole audience was very scared. Later on, she said she simply was dehydrated, and that's why she fainted. But some people simply did not buy this. It seemed like something affected her brain by the way she looked. And also, she appeared to reach for her brain, as if something was going wrong in her mind. Do you think this was an MKUltra celebrity mind glitch? Some say just by the way she looked so panicked, this could have been an MKUltra mind control glitch. And while TV studios do have very hot lights, she does drink a lot of water while on set. And also they have a lot of ventilation and fans too, so some didn't buy her dehydration story. What do you guys think after watching the video?
Our first caress.
This was live too.
Next up is Cardi B. So Cardi B is another celebrity who's known for being a bit wacky. She often says very funny and surprising things. But during one red carpet interview, she was weird even by her standards. And this caused some to say she was having an MKUltra mind control glitch. She's simply doing a regular red carpet interview as normal. But then she does a That's So Raven style pause right in the middle of her interview. You can then actually hear a voice in the background saying that's good if you listen closely. Some say the man's voice saying that's good is Cardi B's handler. In this theory, the handler is basically the person who's in charge of the controlled celebrity. Not only that, as soon as she glitches out, two of her family members look over at her. Then as soon as they look over, she returns to normal and they look away again. This whole scene is very strange and you have to watch it back a few times to really get what's going on. Cardi B is a very fast-rising and influential celeb. But it's very rare we see someone get into an MKUltra glitch and snap out of it so quickly. Next up is Draymond Green. So this one will appeal to any fans of the NBA. One day during a press conference, a player was being interviewed, but over to the player's right is Draymond Green. He's a fellow basketball player who wasn't being asked any questions. However, despite his teammate being the one talking, all eyes were on him while this was on TV. As you can see, Draymond Green is totally frozen and does not move whatsoever. He just stares into one spot and does not blink this entire time. Some say just because he didn't blink for so long, that's purely unnatural. And seeing as he is a big celebrity, maybe he's being controlled by MKUltra. Do you think this is mind control, or is he just having a flashback to his days in NAR? I'm just kidding, but seriously, what do you think's going on here? Many say Draymond Green really is being mind controlled here. But after watching the video, let me know what you think. Next up is Amanda Bynes.
So that was just so creepy. I've seen that one a lot. And he just holds his mouth open like he's a robot. Like he doesn't even look like a real person there, that last guy.
We all know that child stars seem to go kind of crazy. Some say the fame and money just get to their head, while others say that many child stars get mind controlled and cannot handle it. Well, we all know that when it comes to child stars going bad, nobody beats Amanda Bynes. Amanda Bynes was on the popular Nickelodeon show, The Amanda Show. She played...
Okay, so I don't know if I'm going to play the rest of that. I did look up a bunch of verses on the Bible, and... you know, Jesus created us, and it talks about how this process kind of goes on, and it's in Psalm 139, and it says, "For you formed my inward parts, you knitted me together in my mother's womb. I praise you, for I'm fearfully and I'm wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works. My soul knows it very well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in secret. Intricately woven in the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw my unformed substance, in your book was written, every one of them, the days that were formed for me, when as yet there were none of them." And so this is an in-depth look of how God has formed us in the womb. And in these, you know, we like I said in part one, we saw that picture of this like room with all these babies that were being made in this room, and there was all these artificial type wombs. See if I can look that picture up. I know most of you have seen it. It's probably wouldn't come as any surprise to anybody. I don't even know what you would call it. I have no idea. Baby cloning center. If that's going to bring it up. It's an artificial womb facility. And yikes. So looks like I've kind of sort of found, let's just see if I can find the images. So I don't have to click on. Here it is. Womb with a view. Ecto Life Baby, a baby farm, eliminates pregnancy and labor. This is so disappointing. It's like, so it's stuff like this is just not fun. You know, you look up something, you get this. Let's click out that one that's coming up. I'm not even sure if it's going to come up. News. Images may be subject. Okay, let's see. This is it. This is more like the picture. I don't know if it's coming up over here. It's taking forever over there. Artificial womb facility. That one's not going to come up. The first artificial womb for humans. Just all over the web. You can bring this up. Oh gosh. Scientists create an artificial womb. This looks like a sheep. See, there's so much happening that we don't even hear about because we're all listening to all this distraction, political stuff, story stuff. So world's first artificial womb facility. I don't know where it is. DY365 on X. Will let parents design the child's height, strength, intelligence. This is crazy. This is not of God. This is a transhumanism. This is a hybrid race. Is not normal, and this is not God. And this is a picture I wanted to find. So this is a lab-grown baby in an artificial womb, and this is happening. This happened. We saw this December of 2022. So this was almost a whole year ago at this point. Controversial clinic expects to develop 30,000 lab-grown babies yearly. This is in Berlin. So this must be a country that is okay with cloning. A biotechnologist in Germany is developing the world's first artificial womb facility and lets you choose babies' characteristics from a menu. Ectolife, able to grow 30,000 babies a year, is said to be based on over 50 years of groundbreaking scientific research. So they have, no telling. So they're saying that these facilities are gonna allow infertile couples to conceive a baby and become the true biological parents of their own offspring. And it's called an elite package. It will allow you to genetically engineer the embryo before implanting it into the artificial womb. Everything from eye, hair, and hair color to strength, height, and intelligence can be chosen. And inherited genetic diseases can be avoided, they say. This whole facility, a womb facility, is powered entirely by renewable energy, this scientist says in a statement. According to the World Health Organization that I brought up earlier, I said this is all connected. The United Nations, which has been encouraged to do stem cell research, which is, has to do with cloning technology. And now we have the World Health Organization involved here. Around 300,000 women die from pregnancy complications, they say. So they have a solution. Let's get this baby outside the womb and put it in this artificial womb to alleviate human suffering and reduce the chances of C-sections. This is so crazy. It's saying with ectolife, premature births and C-sections will be a thing of the past. And it just goes on. And this is just terrifying. This is so demonic. They said offers a solution for women who had their uterus surgically removed due to cancer or other complications. It could also help countries that are suffering from severe population decline, including Japan, Bulgaria, South Korea, and many others. He believes this technology is available already, and only ethical constraints are holding the concept back from reality. Do you think it's really being held back? And this is the contraption that the poor little baby is grown in. It's a pod lab. This is so, I really didn't mean to come across this. Like, I kind of wish I hadn't because it's so hard. Every single feature mentioned in the concept is 100% science-based and has already been achieved by scientists and engineers. So they have done it. That this is by their own admission here. The only thing left is building a prototype by combining all the features into a single device, he says. So I guess they've been doing it and they maybe haven't had full success. I'm not. In terms of time frame, it really depends on the ethical guidelines. Right now, research on human embryos is not allowed beyond 14 days. After 14 days, embryos must be destroyed due to ethical concerns. If these ethical restrictions are relaxed, I give it 10 to 15 years before ectolife becomes widely used everywhere. Add to that 5 years of public awareness and education to help people become more receptive to this technology. So they're saying like 10 to 20. And I say like if they can do it by 2030 or sooner, they would. It's just one thing. The facility features 75 highly equipped labs, with each able to accommodate up to 400 growth pods or artificial wombs. Every pod is designed to replicate the exact conditions that exist in the mother's uterus, which could never happen. They would never be able to do this with what God has done and with the baby having the intimacy with the mother. And they're basically saying that the pods are equipped with a screen that displays real-time data on the developmental progress of the baby. And the data can also be viewed via a phone app. So your phone app, this is just, wow, mind-blowing. Ectolife allows your baby to develop in an infection-free environment. Wow. I almost can't go on and read all this stuff. And then they show a picture of parents looking at an app, I guess, when she should be, if that is a lady, I don't know if it is, should have that baby, you know, being born inside of her womb. So they're basically saying an app. This is transhumanism at its best, because it's connecting all these machines. And, you know, you have this app. It says allows a choice of playlist baby that the baby can listen to. And so basically, you know, the way that they're saying you can pick out this, this, and that, and you can just design your baby. This is just right straight from the pit of hell. Our goal is to provide you with an intelligent offspring that truly reflects your smart choices. Smart, there's that word again, smart. You should really run hard because it's not smart when they use this. The Elite Package allows you to genetically engineer the embryo before implanting it into the artificial womb. This is a mad science project from the pit of hell. It says if you want your baby to stand out and have a brighter future, our elite package offers you the opportunity to genetically engineer the embryo before implanting it into the artificial womb. The site explains. Now, I've heard of this CRISPR technology, but there's just a lot that I don't know about. But they give thanks to CRISPR-Cas9 gene editing tool. So I know this CRISPR technology does have the capabilities to do DNA and gene editing. Interesting, because it says you can edit any trait of your baby through a wide range of 300 genes. So they're saying you can pick out your baby's eye color, hair color, skin tone, physical strength, height, level of intelligence. Also allows you to fix any inherited genetic diseases that are part of your family history. And then you see, here's that picture that we all saw last year. And realize that the world has gone to hell in a handbasket, you say in the South. I'm trying to figure this out. There's just so many things. The birth process is done by a push of a button. Bam. Oh my gosh. Even if a child is born in an artificial womb, parents will still need to check out the best baby monitors. This is very hard to take in. How much longer will I stay on? Okay, let's stay on one more second to look at this Bible verse. In Revelation, let's see, in Revelation, okay, let's look at the Revelation, what chapter is this? Is this 2? 13. Revelation 13. We see that this Antichrist shows up and... I keep saying it's a beast system. We are seeing the beast system, roll out. And it has this power. And it can create signs and deceive, inhabitants of the earth. It ordered them to set up an image in honor of the beast who was wounded by the sword and yet lived. The second beast was given power to give breath to the image of the first beast. And then verse 16, it forced all people, great and small, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on their right hands or on their foreheads so that they could not buy or sell unless they had the mark, which is the name of the beast or the number of its name. And then it talks about the number is 666. I just can't help but, when I cover things like this, subject matters like this, where this is just going so deep in science that it just looks like just wish it was just some sci-fi movie, and yet it's seeming to try to be a reality when you have to know that they're already doing it or they wouldn't be talking about it, and they act like it's going to be around in 10 or 20 more years, but they've probably been doing it 30 years ago, but this technology is just getting creepier. So I could see how, the beast system and the Antichrist and the whole, I could just see all this like a hybrid race being raised to follow the beast. And I guess that's why it talks about in the end times that God said he would shorten the days or everybody would be deceived. And so I guess I see why more. So please do not wait to receive Jesus as Lord and Savior. And I want to end I'm going to end with a scripture that everybody has memorized in the whole wide world. It is John 3:16. And it says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." And so Jesus is our hope. And in Romans 10:9, another one of my favorite scriptures. "If you confess with your mouth that the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God did raise him from the dead, then you will be saved." And so these are two important scriptures that you can just know and ask, you know, God to come into your heart and to guide you in these last days. And then you'll be covered. And then you can just get into an incredible Bible study or get around like other like-minded believers and let them teach you God's word. And you could just be a disciple and just, or look to become a disciple and just learn, you know, what it is to know Jesus, because God already knows you. He created you, as we learned in Psalm 139, but you need to know him back. So that's the connection. And that's the barrier, is the blood of Jesus Christ. And so he died so that he becomes a bridge to God. And so he's the avenue to get to God. You don't have to go through another person to pray. You can pray direct to God through the blood of Jesus. And so it's really simple. And I really wanted to make sure you knew that you do have a creator that loves you and he cares about you. And you can just turn to him for everything. Because this world is going to get darker, because the Bible has told us so. It is. And the darkness and the area that is going appears to me like we are really the generation to see this transhumanism just come and just like see things that we've never dreamed of seeing, and most likely already seen cloned, if not just cloned animals, but other, you know, the whole video is about it's cloned humans. And so in that YouTube video, I did show a few celebrities that you have to go, wait a minute, these people are not, are they that? Like, what's really up with that? And then you can just look at some of our politicians and know that cloning is possible. I think they're not telling us everything. So anyway, that's all I have for y'all tonight. And I want to thank you for tuning in. God bless. And please do let me know if you've asked Jesus into your heart. I would love to know. And I would like to somehow, you know, try to find you a church and direct you to some, a good church in your area. We'll try to do the research to look that up for you. All right. Well, God bless. Thanks for watching. Have a great night. Let me know what your thoughts are on this subject.